بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين. The name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. As Abuna said, our subject today is just meditation in one of in the life of the saint of tonight, Saint Stephen. Saint Stephen is one of the most famous martyrs in our church. We call him in Coptic proto-martyr. Proto-martyr. What is the meaning of proto-martyr? It is the first martyr in the Christianity. نسميه كده رئيس الشمامسة وأول الشهداء. Archdeacon and proto-martyr or the first martyr. Actually, the story of Saint Stephen started with one of the problems faced the church in its beginning. And this shows us how God, through even the problems, can be glorify His holy name. من خلال حتى المشاكل الله ممكن يتمجد. What is the problem? Which I mean, it is mentioned here in the book of Acts, chapter 6. In the book of Acts, chapter 6, there was a complaint. As you know, the believers were two types. Either the Jews who believed in our Lord Jesus Christ, or the Gentiles who believed in our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have two types of people. عندنا نوعين من الناس. أمنوا بالمسيح. اليهود والأمم. But there was a service and a ministry which was done to both the believers, whether the Jews or from the Gentiles. And this service, as we can call it, distribution, to distribute the needy, to the needy, distribute food to the needy and distribute what they need, what they need. And so it seems that there was some discrimination between the Jews or the believer from the Jewish origin and the believer from Gentile origin. So it is written here that now in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews. Why? This complaint was because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. اشتكوا للرسل وقالوا له قالوا لهم ان الارامل بتوعنا ما بياخدوش يعني احتياجاتهم زي ما بياخدوا الارامل بتوع اليهود. الحقيقه ديت افرزت فكره كانت جميله. This complaint made the apostles to think of founding the deacons or the service of deacons. بتعملوا خدمة الشمامسة. عشان كده الآباء الرسل كان اللي شغلهم إن هم يكرزوا بالكلمة. The most important thing for our fathers, the apostles, is to preach the word of God. And they said that it is not suitable to leave the word of God and be busy with the service of distribution. So the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, multitude of disciples, what does that mean? All the believers in this age called disciples. كل المؤمنين في الوقت دوت اسمهم تلاميذ. عشان كده لما نسمع كلمة جمعوا التلاميذ، التلاميذ مش معناها ال 12 تلميذ. The disciples here means the believers. عشان المسيح قال لهم اذهبوا وتلمذوا جميع الأمم. Make them disciples. So they gathered the multitudes and said to them what I just said to you now. It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. We as apostles, the most important and permanent and the most chief job for us is to preach the word of God. So, therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation. خدوا بالكم المواصفات. يعني دولت ناس هيقدموا distribution للناس المحتاجين. يعني مش هيوعظوا. They are not responsible directly for preaching or giving a ceremony or teaching the people. They just to distribute food and distribute what the people need, what the poor people need. ومع ذلك there was very important conditions, very important characters have to be fulfilled for those who has to distribute, just to distribute. يعني مجرد ان هيخدموا موائد، مجرد ان هيوزعوا الاكل او الهدوم او الملابس او الحاجات اللي زي كده. لكن مع ذلك في شروط، والشروط دي مهمه جدا. هنستغرب how the church in its beginning was aware that anyone who is to offer any service should be full of the Holy Spirit and should be full of faith. That's why they said to them, therefore, brethren, seek out from among you, اختاروا من وسطكم, 7 men, دول البداية, كانوا 7 شمامسة, 7 men, number one, of good reputation, مشهود ليهم, number two, full of the Holy Spirit, those who have to serve the needy, those who have to distribute the food to the needy, must be full of the Holy Spirit. And I say to you, how about me? How about you who are invited not just to serve the needy or the poor, but also to preach the word of God. How must be, how must we be full of Holy Spirit? إزاي نبقى مفروض نبقى مليانين من الروح القدس? Full of the Holy Spirit. Full. Not only this. They had good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. يقول لهم كده, انتخبوا أيها الرجال 7 رجال منكم مشهود ليهم مملوئين من الروح القدس والحكمة علشان نقيمهم على هذه الخدمة. What about you, our fathers, the apostles? Yes, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. They dedicated themselves to the word of God. This is one point. فاختاروا سبعة. من ضمن السبعة دول كان استفانوس. عشان كده بنسمي استفانوس. هو جه هنا ذكره حتى في الأول. And it is mentioned here that. It is mentioned here that. And this saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen. اختاروا استفانوس. What is the attributes? What is the characters? What are the virtues they found in this young man, Stephen? It is written here in Arabic and in English, رجل مملوء من الإيمان والروح القدس. So, Stephen was a man full of faith and Holy Spirit. Full of faith. There are grades of faith. There are grades of faith. We can find one grade of faith which is little faith. Little faith. زي المسيح ما قال للتلاميذ يا قليل الإيمان. Little faith. And there is a faith which is weak. أعن ضعف إيماني. And there is faith which is great. زي ما المسيح قال يا امرأة عظيم إيمانك. But here we are speaking about full of faith. مليانين إيمان. You can meditate in this word tonight and tomorrow and all your life and to measure yourself and I measure myself to measure my faith. What is the degree of my faith? This deacon was full of faith, full of the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom. يعني كده باختصار شخص روحاني. اوعى تفتكروا ان الخدمة لما بنختار حد للخدمة يعني خصوصا لو خدمة اجتماعية يبقى ممكن اي واحد يأديها. No. It is not suitable for anyone who have to serve God to be less than this degree. The degree of fullness of faith, fullness of the Holy Spirit, how to strive, how to watch himself, how to pray, how to fast, how to kneel, how to pray out of his heart, crying from his heart, in order God to fill him with the Holy Spirit and fill him with wisdom and fill him with faith. And regarding the faith is something which have to be growing day by day. There is growth in the faith and growth in the spiritual life. So, when they choose Stephen, I will speak in brief. اختاروا استفانوس رجل مملوء من الإيمان والروح القدس. وفي حتة تاني, in another part, chapter 6 and verse 8, أما استفانوس فإذ كان مملوء إيمان وقوة. Stephen full of faith and power. Not only this, but because he is full of faith and the power, great wonders he did. He did great wonders and signs among the people. This was the level of the spiritual life of those who started to believe and started to love God and started to serve his holy name. الناس اللي ابتدوا يخدموا رغم ان خدمة استفانوس لا كانت وعظ ولا كانت تعليم, لكن كان مجرد خدمة موائد يقدم للناس احتياجاتهم، يقدم للناس الأكل، ويقدم للناس الشرب، ويقدم لهم هدوم وأول آخره. لكن شيء عجيب أنه كان شخص مليان من الروح القدس، مليان من الروح القدس. دي مش مقدرش أعديها يعني، معرفش، عايزة ليالي نتكلم فيها، عايزة ليالي نتكلم فيها. What does this mean? Full of the Holy Spirit. What about his growth in the spiritual life? Full of faith, full of power. And we have to put ourselves or to evaluate ourselves. Are we now? We can say about any one of us full of faith, full of power, and full of the Holy Spirit. Not only this, not only this. But one of the very important character of Stephen, he was able to give an answer. He was able to defend, to give a very strong defense regarding his faith. هفكركم بآية وعايزكم كلكم تبقوا حافظينها وعارفينها. Sometimes I hear some youth and some adult who are not able to understand many parts of the Bible. This is can be acceptable. They cannot understand some parts of the Bible. It can be acceptable. ممكن واحد مش قادر يفهم أجزاء من الإنجيل. But what is not acceptable is that this Bible is to be neglected. There is a great difference between a person who read and couldn't understand and ask, and another person who didn't like to read, who is a stranger about or concerning the Word of God. He doesn't know what does the Bible say. That's why I will put before each one of you what St. Peter said in Arabic and in English. In Arabic he said, مستعدين دائما لمجاوبة كل من يسألكم عن سبب الرجاء الذي فيكم. عايز نبقى كل واحد مستعد. ما يجينيش واحد from another religion or another faith and speak with me about some verses in my holy book and he finds me unable or he finds me unaware. What does he say? ما ينفعش حد يجيلي ويكلمنا عن الإنجيل ويقول لي انتوا عندكم الحاجات دي، يقول له مش عارف. How come? This Bible is for whom? It is for me and for you. And so St. Peter says, sanctify the Lord God. قدسوا الرب الإله. In your hearts, في قلوبكم. And always be ready. Always be ready. Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. Be always ready. I want every believer, every youth, every man, every woman to be like what Saint Peter said. To sanctify the Lord God in his heart and to be always ready to give a defense to everyone who asks him, a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. بوداعة وخوف. تبقى مستعد لمجاوبة كل من يسألك عن سبب الرجاء الذي فيك بوداعة وخوف. That's why Saint Stephen, our saints tonight, was able to defense, not to defense himself, not to justify himself, not to speak about himself that he did nothing wrong. No. He was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ and about the hope which is in him. And there were three synagogues stood facing him. Facing him and negotiating him. And it is written that there arose some from what is called the synagogue of freedom. Three synagogues. These three synagogues, المجامع التلاتة, how could this deacon, he was not an apostle. He was not a bishop. He was not a priest. He was not a teacher. He was not Sunday school teacher. Just deacon to distribute food for the needy. That's all. But it's amazing that they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Can we do this? Can we do this to anybody who come to us and try to shake our faith and to put doubts in the spirit of anybody of you? يجي أي واحد يحاول يشككك في إيمانك, يشككك في إنجيلك, ويشككك في مسيحك. How must you could be able to defense or to give defense? As Saint Peter said this in his first letter, chapter 3 and verse 15, to give defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. تبقى حاجة توجع القلب وتحزن لما نلاقي شبابنا وبناتنا متغربين عن الإنجيل. They know just superficial knowledge. Just the superficial knowledge about the Bible, about the faith, about their salvation, about the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. وقف استفانوس قدام ثلاث مجامع ولم يقدروا أن يقاوموا الحكمة والروح الذي كان يتكلم به. وفي الآخر ملقوش غير إن هم يزيفوا له تهمة, زي ما بيقول كده, هوت دسوا الرجال, ومرة تانية يقول أقاموا شهود كذبة, تماما زي ما عملوا مع المسيح. كانوا بيدوروا على شهود زور. It is written here, then they secretly induced men to say, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God. I think it was the same accusation they said about our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ. What I want to say to you, this deacon, this young youth, when he stood before these three synagogue, how he was full of faith, full of wisdom, and full of the Holy Spirit, to the extent that it is written by St. Luke in the book of Acts. It is written that all who sat in the council looking steadfastly at him saw his face as the face of an angel. رأوا وجهه كوجه ملاك. اللي شاف وشه وجهه زي ملاك مش بطرس واندراوس ويوحنا والناس الحلوين دول اللي ممكن يبقى عندهم شفافية ويشوفوا النعمة، لكن اللي شافوه وجهه زي وجه ملاك أعداؤه المتربصين بيه اللي بيألفوا له ويلفقوا له التهم. They saw his face as the face of an angel. مش بس كده. Not only this. He started to say to them the whole history of their nation, starting from Abraham. تحسوا كده انه شبعان بالاسفار المقدسه. فاهمين؟ فاهم الاسفار. He knows the book, the books of the Old Testament. And he registered to us the longest letter in the book of Acts. It is the letter of Stephen, St. Stephen, when he spoke to the multitude, when he spoke to these three synagogue, counseling against him, plotting against him, and try to collect any false accusation against him. And he started to say to them, the God of glory, the God of glory, إله المجد, appeared to our father Abraham. Started with Abraham. And then he started to speak about Joseph. And then when Jacob heard that, he started to speak about Jacob. And then he came to the most important and the popular and respectable man for them, which is Moses, the archprophetess, رئيس الأنبياء بتاعهم. He started to speak about Moses. بعد ما استعرض كل التاريخ دوت، عايز يوريهم how their fathers rejected Moses and disobeyed the commandments of God to go to the conclusion that as their fathers, so they are. They disobeyed God and they rejected whom Moses said about, I mean Jesus Christ. عشان يقول لهم زي ما أبائكم رفضوا موسى أنتم رفضتم المسيح. رفضتم المسيح. عشان كده يقول لهم إيه؟ This Moses whom they rejected. هو ده موسى اللي رفضوه. ده مش بيحكي حكاية. ده بينبط على أنكم أنتم كمان rejected Jesus. This Moses whom they rejected saying, who made you a ruler and a judge قالوا له من أقامك رئيسا وقاضيا؟ رغم المعجزات اللي عملها موسى والضربات العشرة والبحر اللي اتشق والصخرة اللي ضربها وطلعت مية والمن اللي نزل لهم من السماء زي ما بيقول كده He brought them out after he had shown wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. ومع ذلك رفضوه. ده مش بيحكي حكاية. ده عايز يقول لهم زي أبائكم ما عملوا أنتوا عملتوا. وطبعا زي ما بقول لكم It is not a speech or a letter just to show them how he knows the books of the Old Testament or to justify himself but to give witness to our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he said to them, this is Moses who said to the children of Israel, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me. بيشاور على المسيح. لما كان بطرس بيكلم ويشهد في سفر الأعمال لازم يتكلم عن المسيح. يسوع المسيح رجل قد تبرهن لكم من قبل الله بآيات وقوات وآيات متنوعة صنعها الله بيده. هذا أقامه الله ناقضا أوجاع الموت ونحن شهود لذلك. القصة كلها witness شهادة to our Lord Jesus Christ. So he started to give witness to our Lord Jesus Christ through the most popular man and the most great man in the history of Israel, that is Moses. And that's why he في الآخر بقى عشان يوصل للنتيجة اللي عايز يوصل لها إنهم قساة الرقاب قساة الرقاب وغير مختونين بالقلوب والأذان وكما كان أباؤكم هكذا أنتم أيضا. عشان كده قال لهم هنا في الآخر You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. He was not telling them just history, but he is knocking vigorously on their hearts. These hearts, which he described, that it was uncircumcised hearts. It is not a matter of circumcision in the traditional meaning, but it is the spiritual circumcision, ختان روحي, circumcision of hearts, that is mean extraction of the evil from the heart and from the ear and from the eye. That is the meaning, our actual meaning of circumcision. It is a spiritual circumcision. That's why he said to them, You stiff-necked, ya qusat al-riqab, uncircumcised in heart and ears. ورح واصل للنتيجة. You always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. زي ما أبائكم أنتوا كمان. Which of the prophet did your father not persecute? أنا بكلمكم عن استفانوس اللي مليان حكمة ومليان وداعة ومليان من الروح القدس. لكن أيضا كما هو مملوء وداعة هو أيضا مملوء شجاعة. And he was able to give witness to our Lord Jesus Christ and was able to give witness to his face and to give defense about the hope which is in him. يعطي جواب مجاوبة كل من يسألكم عن سبب الرجاء الذي فيكم بوداعة وخوف. فالحقيقة شيء رائع وإحنا بنحتفل باستفانوس إن إحنا نفتكر إيمانه وإنه مليان من الروح القدس وإنه مليان حكمة وإنه مليان إيمان وإنه شبعان بالإنجيل وشبعان بالكتب المقدسة ويقدر يجاوب ويقدر يقنع ويقدر يشهد للمسيح. And finally, finally. نقفل بس ده. And finally, when they decided to kill him, decided to steal him, to stone him, حد ياخد البتاع ده يرميه مش عارف اعمله. When they heard this, when they heard these things, they were cut to the hearts. حنقوا في قلوبه. أنا اللي عايز أقوله حاجة بس يعني عشان بس يبقى كلامي واضح. الضيقة اللي حصلت بسبب المشكلة ما بين الجنتايلز وما بين الجوس أفرزت قديس عظيم اسمه استفانوس. يمكن ما كناش هنسمع عنه لو ما كانتش الضيقة دي حصلت. If this problem has not occurred, I mean the discrimination in distribution or in distributing for the needy, discrimination between the believers from Jewish origin and the believer from Gentile origin. If this problem have not happened, it was no need to choose 7 deacons and no need to choose Stephanus, and you would not hear about him. That is why we always say, as His Holiness Pope Shenouda says, all things are for good. كله للخير. كله للخير. يعني الأزمة دي أفرزت قديس رائع وجميل اسمه استفانوس. علمنا إزاي الحياة المسيحية العادية هي حياة مليانة بالروح القدس. العادية. مش درجة الرهبان ودرجة الأسقفة ودرجة البطاركة ودرجة الرسل. الحياة المسيحية المؤمن العادي شخص مليان بالروح القدس. The normal believer is a person who is filled of faith, who is filled of wisdom, who is filled of the Holy Spirit. And not only this. When they were cut to the heart, they بيقول كده زي حنقوا بقلوبهم وصروا بأسنانهم عليه. صروا بأسنانهم دي مكتوبة مش عارف جناش تأتهم والذرتيس يعني صروا بأسنانهم من الغيظ والغل. طب وبعدين But he being full of the Holy Spirit, he being full of the Holy Spirit, and this is the role of the faith. الإيمان اللي جواه خلاه ما يخافش. ما عرفش إيه الشجاعة اللي جات للراجل دوت استفانوس دوت. شاب صغير وقدامه عتاولة في الكتب المقدسة. مش سهلين. لا. ناس who knows very well the books. The holy books. Not only this, they were councils. Councils. من طبقة الرابي والرابيين والمعلمين حاجة تخوف. How was the face of this man? Could withstand and could give witness. And he didn't fear or terrified. But his face was like a face of an angel. And was still here, being full of the Holy Spirit. It was amazing for Stephen to see the heaven to be opened. Gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God. He granted this vision. He was granted this vision. To see the glory of God. Jesus standing at the right hand of God. شوف كده شاف مجد الله ويسوع قائم عن يمين الله. وأعلن هذه الحقيقة وقال لهم كده. ها أنا أنظر السماوات مفتوحة وابن الإنسان قائم عن يمين الله. What glory, what glory, what vision he saw, what this vision, he saw the glory of God, he saw Jesus Christ at the right side, or the right hand of God and said, look, I see the heavens opened. Do you believe that the heaven is opened for you? Do you believe that we have heavens which will never be closed? A heaven which is open. Since it was open in the day of baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, and John the Baptist saw the heaven was open and the Holy Spirit fall in the shape of a dove. From this moment, this fact is very clear that we are the Christian facing or dealing with an open heaven. نتعامل مع سماء مفتوحة. واللي مش مصدق يسأل استفانوس اللي قال كده. Look, I see the heavens open and the Son of God standing at the right hand of God. طبعا اتغاظوا هجموا عليه وخرجوا خارج المدينة. وبرضو آخر حلقة في سلسلة العظمة لهذا الرجل لهذا القديس. That while they were stoning him, while they were stoning him, and they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. العجيب انه هما بيرجموه وهما بيرجموه كان بيصلي. وبينه وبينكم يصلي دي درجة عالية قوي. هو بيترجم وبيتقبل الموت بيصلي. بس في درجة أعلى من كده. أتاريه كان بيصلي من أجل اللي بيرجموه. He was praying for them who were stoning him. زي ما بيقول كده هوت كانوا يرجمون استفانوس وهو يدعو ويقول أيها الرب يسوع اقبل روحي. وبعدين جسى على ركبتيه وصرخ بصوت عظيم وراح مصلي من أجل اللي ماسكين الحجارة عشان يرجموه. تخيلوا بقى لما بنقول بنصلي من أجل أعدائنا ونصلي من أجل اللي بيؤذونا وبيشتمونا. دي مش فلسفة بشرية ولا سمو أدبي. ده تعليم كتابي. ده تعليم كتابي. قبل ما يعملوا استفانوس عملوا المسيح. واللي عايز يرجع يرجع لإصحاح 23 من إنجيل لوقا ويسمع المسيح وهو بيقول يا أبتاه ها اغفر لهم لأنهم لا يعلمون ماذا يفعلون. He said, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. اللي عمله المسيح وناس تفتكر إن المسيح ده عمله لأنه هو المسيح. مين ده اللي يبقى زي المسيح؟ لا. All of us are called to be as our Lord Jesus Christ, but to be Christ. كل واحد يبقى مسيح صغير. And Stephen show to us that it is possible for me and for you and for everybody to behave and to conduct as our Lord Jesus Christ did. He prayed for those who crucified him. And here, Saint Stephen prayed for those who were stoning him and said, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. أنا هكتفي بكده لمحة سريعة على حياة قديس الليلة وقديس هذا اليوم القديس استفانوس اللي مش بس كان يعني عارف الكتب المقدسة مش بس مليان حكمة مش بس مليان بالروح القدس مش بس مليان بالإيمان مش بس قادر يجاوب الثلاث مجامع لكن كان عنده يعني من الحياة المقدسة الحلوة اللي شبعت بالمسيح وشربت روح المسيح لدرجة أنه يعمل زي المسيح ما عمل بالضبط وزي المسيح ما صلى من أجل اللي صلبوه هو كمان يصلي من أجل اللي رجموه صلوا من أجل اللي بيضطهدوا الكنيسة. You have to pray for those who persecute our church. We do not hate them, but we pray for them. May God enlighten their eyes, their soul, and their hearts, and lead them to believe in Him and to find their salvation in Him and their redemption in Him. That's why we pray for all the people, even those who hate us, who persecute us, who killed our brethren, our brothers, and our sisters. We pray for them. May God lead them to the face, and the glory be to God forever. Amen. حد عايز يسأل حاجة في استفانوس؟ حياته الجميلة ديت. ربنا يدينا نعمة أن احنا يعني ننظر إلى نهاية حياتهم وتمثل بإيمانهم. له المجد الدائم إلى الأبد. أمين.